Study 66. What we're doing is we're overviewing one book of the Bible per week in an attempt to familiarize ourselves, introduce ourselves, and be really acquainted with the Word of God in a better way than what we were before. And last week we did a lot of introductory material, spoke about some different goals that we have for this study, and talked about really the general nature of Scripture and the importance and the value of looking at a study like this. And hopefully that was a good incentive to, okay, let's look at this and study this a little more. Let's see what we have here. And I'm going to review those goals in a few minutes, but really want to encourage us to be thinking in terms of how does this apply practically. As we work through these books, I really am trying to give one Sunday to each book, so we're tight on time, okay? We've got to pack a lot in, and I'm going to get in as much as I can. If we don't cover everything, I'm going to be content with that, unless we just really need to come back and hit some more ground on it. But really just trying to give us some introductory. Some of these books are very familiar. We're going to be in Genesis tonight. I think that's probably a familiar book for many of us. But hopefully, whatever book we're in, it's a reminder of the Word of God that's been given to us. It's instructive for us to go back to those books and look at them again. And for those that we may not be as familiar with or as often in, it's a good incentive to be back in those books and to go and read them for ourselves, explore them further. But last week, one thing we started was looking at a scripture passage together and beginning some memory and some memory work. And anyone remember the topic or title that went with the verse we looked at last week? My opinion of God's Word. Very good, all right? So make sure I'm on track here. Okay, good. My opinion of God's Word. And anyone remember the verse we looked at with that? Psalm 119:128, all right? Psalm 119:128 say, I need to have an opinion about God's Word. All right, well, here is a good verse to put in your mind and take with you. Someone says, what do you think about God's Word? Well, let me give you an opinion about it. This is what it says about itself. This is what one writer said about the book. I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Let's go ahead and do as we did last week. Let's say that through a couple of times. Do it twice and include the reference all together. And then we'll try it with a couple of different words missing. We'll vary it up a little bit, okay? Let's try it all together. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Psalm 119:128. Let's do one more. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Psalm 119:128. All right, let's try it. Let's try it again with some words missing. All right? And I'm going to... Nope, not working. Hey! Who did that? One of those kids must have slipped in and switched the slides around. Oops. Well, let's do this again. We'll give this a try again. Now that we've said it a couple of times, all right. You guys did well. I didn't even catch on to that. All right, let's try it again with some words missing, and then we'll move on, all right? Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Psalm 119:128. So now we're going to this slide, right? Okay, good. All right. Is that your opinion of God's Word? I esteem all the things you say to be right. That's really going to be a factor when we get into Genesis tonight. I consider everything to be right, and I hate every false way. And that's an opinion that we do well to really lock into our minds and take with us. And I wonder, let me see if I have the right slide in this one. Yeah. I wonder if we can do it without looking at any of it at all. All right? Let's try that out. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Psalm 119:128. Good. Very good. Well, we'll work on that again next week, and we'll add a second verse probably to that, maybe another passage. Probably not do more than two a week just for sake of time. But just really trying to lock some things into our minds, put some of these words, these truths into our hearts, and attach to it some kind of description that we can take with us, my opinion of God's Word. So we're getting into our study here, our series, Study 66, and we'll be looking at the book of Genesis tonight. And really want to jump into this in the sense of beginnings, literally. Because when you open up your Bibles and you see that book labeled Genesis, that is literally what it means. Beginnings. And as you look through this book, everything you see is just this start to everything we know today. Okay? And as we're going to see tonight, if you don't get this right, what do you do with the rest of Scripture? If you don't get this step right, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago in a message, if we don't get this, the truths in this book right, then what are we going to do with the rest of Scripture? You have to interpret Scripture in a whole new light if you don't accept many of the things that are written in the book of Genesis. And I mentioned four goals for our study last week, and I'm just going to highlight those again. Those were, first of all, to introduce each book in such a way that gives us tools or an ability to go back to that book and study it for ourselves. Introduce each book for the purpose of guiding individual study. All right? And the second goal was to understand how each book contributes to the overall picture of the Bible. So you have this library. We described it as a library last week. 66 books written over the space of, remember how many years? What was that? 1600 years, roughly. How does this little book tie in with the entire story of Scripture? It does. It has to. It's one complete book made up of multiple books. How does it fit in? So understanding that aspect. And then highlighting and addressing some questions and difficult topics that come up. Sometimes there'll be quite a few of these. We'll get to what we can. Sometimes we'll just deal with one or two. But I did offer in this that if you have a question regarding a specific book, something in a book, that you go ahead and email that to me. Send me an email. I'll bring the question up if there's time for it and it works into what we're talking about. I really want to be able to deal with that if that's a pressing question. So send it along, and I'm happy to give it a look and see how it works into each lesson. And you can do that even if it's about Revelation. Right? We'll be there a long time from now. But you can send it. I'll just tuck it aside, and I'll pull it out when we get there. All right? So highlighting and addressing some questions and some difficulties. And then lastly, really allowing each book to naturally point to Christ. I want these studies to get us to Christ. And we can force that. You can take a book and you can twist it and turn it and make it get there. But I really want to just let it naturally direct our attention to Christ and get us to an understanding of, okay, this is who this book is pointing to. Maybe not its entirety, maybe not every single word, but there are glimpses. There are certain pockets of light, and there are certain beginnings, as we'll see here, that point us that way. So those are the four goals for this study. So the first aspect tonight is this introduction to Genesis. And I'd like to introduce us to this book by going back to two videos actually, done by the Bible Project team. We watched a video that they put out last week. But they put out a whole series of introductory videos on each book of the Bible. And there's two for the book of Genesis, and I'll just show them, play them back to back. About 15 minutes total, but I think they lay a really good foundation and groundwork for what we'll look at tonight and the rest of our time, as well as getting us excited about going back to this book. I watched these, and it was one of those things where I watched it, and I go, man, I want to go back and read that book again, because I never thought about that, or I never saw that before. And they do a really good job. It's not animated so much, but it's more of like they're mapping out the book. They're sketching it out, and you kind of follow along as they go along with this. So the first video is covering Genesis 1 through 11, and then the second video covers Genesis 12 through 50. And we'll just watch both of these again back to back, and then I'll come back up and we'll have the rest of the time to look at some of these other topics. Okay?
Zion, it gives us a clue to how to understand the message of the book as a whole and how it